The $100 million amphitheater in Solvay is scheduled to be completed in 2015. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, this kind of economic development reflects a new reality when it comes to paying for government.
It used to be that property taxes were the linchpin of Onondaga County's budget, but that's changed, according to County Executive Joni Mahoney.
Property tax levy in 2010 was $184 million. It is today $140 million. We've reduced the property tax levy in Onondaga County by 24% in the last 5 years.
So what's taking its place? Sales tax revenue. Two-thirds of the county budget now funded through sales tax, and that's where the connection between government and economic development comes in.
We fund our government to a much bigger extent today than we did 5 years ago with sales tax, and you have to invest in projects that are going to generate.
And that's one reason Mahoney is so gung-ho about the amphitheater project. Experts hired by the county say the 17,500-seat outdoor concert venue on the western shore of Onondaga Lake could bring in up to $22 million a year by 2019. She says naysayers should look no further than the big mall on Onondaga Lake is proof of the impact sales tax has.
And people love to hate destiny, but if you could see the amount of revenue that's in the city budget and the county budget because of the money people spend at Destiny USA, you might have a different opinion about it, because that's how we're paving our roads and fixing our water pipes.
And that mindset is why Mahoney was so eager to use a new state revenue stream from the Onondaga Nation to pay for the amphitheater project. A state agreement to share gaming revenue will bring an average of $2.5 million to Onondaga County every year for the next 30 years.
Do you take that money from the Indian Casino and reduce everybody in the county's taxes by $10, which is what you could do with that amount of money? Or do you invest it in something that's going to generate revenue for years to come?
Mahoney says the whole project dovetails well with her vision of a central New York that is more hip, a place that young people don't flee right after graduating high school or college.
The things that the young people want to do, like this amphitheater, are going to generate the sales tax that we need to pave our roads and upgrade our water pipes.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.